salespersons, and personal care aides. Then we ask them also, how hard is it? Do you have vacancies which are very difficult to fill, that you would categorize as difficult to fill, that are sitting there for months and months? And the main, out of the almost 4,000 job vacancies during last year, there were 1,900 that the employers responded that were hard to fill vacancies. And in those vacancies, nursing assistants, personal care aides, roofers, and landscaping and ground keeping workers were the top four occupations that the employers were having a hard time filling. And then also we look at our online wanted ads. These are our job ads. We subscribe to a job queuing service that looks at all the job wanted ads and puts them together and does an analysis. And we're able to use this tool to query our information from. And so for Clackamas County, our job ads are skyrocketing here. And this was the last page. And the demand of jobs reached over 7,000 job ads in January. And this was an increase of 57% from May. So it more than doubled. So we have quite a large demand for jobs now. And as our survey indicates, we're having a hard time filling a lot of these openings. So with that, I will close. And if there's any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
Thank you, Lynn. Any questions for Lynn? Okay, great. Bridget, do you want to talk a little bit about what you sent out to everybody?
I thought I got it. I shared a few things that are in the works at Clackamas Workforce Partnership in the broader system. Thank you, Lynn, so much for the data analysis. I think that really grounds us. It's sobering information. And the opportunities continue to present themselves. So what I shared was we are in the process of recruiting for new board members. We have about 3 openings right now. We just received an application yesterday and then also anticipate receiving at least one more. But if you have any folks that might be interested, we're looking for the C-suite or leaders within an organization from our private sector. Our targeted industries are manufacturing, tech, healthcare, and construction. And emerging is our early care and education and public jobs sector. So I shared a little bit about that. Also, in there is a presentation that was shared from our regional business services team. The regional business services team is staffed by the Oregon Employment Department out of the Tigard office, the new Tigard office, but serves the full metro area. And they shared this presentation with the State Workforce and Talent Development Board not this last Friday, but the Friday before. And within that information is information about the services that are offered through the regional business services. There's a LinkedIn project that they began last year. So they're promoting job positions through LinkedIn. And that has been a really effective tool for them to connect with both job seekers and the business community. The virtual hiring events and drive-through hiring events are happening across the region. And so as we have more as we have those scheduled, we share those with our broader partner network, which Cindy and Sarah are both on those that distribution list from Brent Balog in our office. And then there was a little bit of information about the self-employment assistance program, because as more people are collecting or eligible for unemployment insurance, they may not be going back to a job. Their employer may have shut down, or they may be thinking about starting their own business. And to make people aware that while on unemployment, starting your own business could be supported through that program. The other things that I shared, the Prosperity Collaboratives was a county-funded initiative. It was a wealth-building initiative focused on three geographic areas that had a high concentration of poverty, and that's Estacada, Canby, and Milwaukee. And as that project is, or those projects are coming to an end, we're looking to how to operationalize some of the lessons learned and the things that were created through the initiative. And so it was an extraordinary project to be a part of. I'm really grateful for the county for taking a step and doing something different when we think about human-centered design and focused on the community that we seek to serve, and saying, what do you want to do? What do you prioritize? And that's really, that was the impetus of the Prosperity Collaboratives project. I gave a little bit of information about our childcare updates and what's in the works. One thing I'd like to highlight is the city and county survey that we put out across the region and across the state, and partnered with Brittany and Greater Portland Inc. to help distribute across economic development practitioners. But really the focus of the survey was to say, as a government entity, are you struggling with retaining talent and recruiting talent? And then in your broader community, are you hearing from the business community that this is an issue? And so we're going to be drafting up what the analysis of those survey results are in the coming month or so. So we'll circle back and share that with the EDC. And then last, we have a new intern that began with Clackamas Workforce Partnership, Evan. And so my hope is to bring Evan to a meeting so you could all meet Zim and learn about where the areas of interest and how community building really coalesces and connects with economic development. And I didn't include it in the slide deck, but in the last month's slide deck, I did include information about the Quality Jobs Initiative that we're working on with our Columbia Willamette Workforce Collaborative partners. And I would really like to present more on that in April or May, if possible, and get on the agenda to talk about the Quality Jobs Initiative and what we could do together with the Economic Development Commission. And that sums up my slide deck. Any questions or?
Thank you, Bridget. Any questions for Bridget? Okay. Once again, another fantastic presentation, so much so that no one has any questions. Okay. Well, we're to the end of our agenda, if I believe. So is there anything for the good of the order here other than inviting Peter to the meeting like really, really late?
Yes. I have these morning obligations with little humans now that keep me from the early portion of meetings. It's unfortunate. But hey, schools are starting back up, so my amount of time away will be less and less over time. Good morning, everyone.
Peter, don't feel badly. I'm never on time because I'm usually late until 8:30 or more. So.
Martha and I are late morning people.
Yeah, we are.
I think late morning is the politeness of princes. You know, the early morning is.
Mr. Savas, yeah. What have you got for us?
More of a question. I apologize for missing the last meeting. I know I had a conflict, so it wasn't really a lapse, but more of a meeting conflict. And, you know, I know that the EDC has been not on hiatus, but as we transition from last year's work plan and the presentation in the late fall up until now, my question before you all is, what do we all have for our work plan for this year?
Mm-hmm. I think, Sarah, you want to address that real quickly?
Yeah, certainly. We do need to, so it's a great question, Commissioners. We have the pieces that were brought forward. I know we have some need to revamp that. And one of the things I wanted to share before we parted is, you know, one of the things we think really needs to be added there is recovery. And we do intend to have a conversation with disaster management next week. So that recovery conversation kind of ebbed and flowed in the county with so many disasters happening. And so we did bring it back up with disaster management and said, you know, especially as we're looking at the governor's 10-point plan, looking at the GPI piece, like where are we going to focus our efforts? So I think one of the big things is recovery for this year. We do want to ensure that there's always an opportunity at these meetings for the EDC to provide input and feedback. So the other thing I think we're really focusing on is tying the agenda to current things that are going on in the county. And in terms of like revising the work plan itself and getting it back in front of everybody, we'll be doing that too. But we're really trying to make it, you know, kind of a value add in both directions so that we're able to glean all of the great ideas and input from this group and bring it to you as the Board of County Commissioners. And so, you know, we're talking about the goals. We're talking about, you know, the restructuring is another piece and evaluation of the EDC. The bylaw revisions is on the work plan. Having the EDC, you know, be a key stakeholder as we look at economic development in the county in this coming year and the recovery piece. And so those are the main components of that. And we do have a survey. I was hoping maybe we could hear it just for a minute from Laura Edmonds. We're really excited to see the results of the survey that she sent out to the business community and using that to help inform the work that we do for business recovery, because she asked some, you know, really great questions in collaboration with a lot of folks to help us get better information from the local business community in terms of what the needs are. And so that's another piece that we want to bring back to this group as soon as possible. And I don't know, Laura, did that officially close? I know it was still open.
We extended it to the end of the month because we were still getting some partners interested in pushing it out to their community.
Okay.
And so, you know, at this point, as of this morning, I think we have 88 respondents. It's good feedback that we've received, but I was hoping to have higher numbers given the regionality of the survey. So, but the feedback we got was very helpful so far.
Good. And so, you know, we really want to help kind of have our next stage piece ready too. You know, if we have opportunities to utilize more dollars, for example, at the county level, you know, we want to have our plan in our pocket. And so we would be vetting that with the EDC. This, you know, I guess we're getting near the end of the first quarter, so maybe second quarter, in terms of what that is. So it's kind of a multifaceted plan for the coming year. But very interested if there's any other feedback in terms of if you want to ensure cover.
Commissioner Schrader.
Yeah. I just wanted to make a comment as I compare what we're doing to the SEDS, or actually to what Greater Portland Inc. They didn't highlight supporting, you know, resiliency in rural communities. And one of the things I'd like to remind everyone that it was our rural communities that were largely hard hit with wildfires and their small businesses and trying to recover from that. And it seems to me that that probably should be something we're looking at. The GPI piece seems to be largely urban as opposed to rural, and I just want to remind people we've got Canby, we've got Estacada, we've got Molalla. Molalla and Estacada in particularly were pretty pretty impacted by wildfire issues, and I'm not sure at this point, you know, how we're going to integrate that kind of larger regional recovery into really what's going to have to be some significant rural recovery efforts as well. I've suggested and said for a while that the USDA, for example, United States Department of Agriculture, has a pretty robust economic recovery framework for rural communities, dealing with business development, dealing with also in water, sewer, infrastructures, things of that sort. So I don't know if that's something we have the bandwidth to look at, but I've been kind of touting and kind of like been, you know, blowing that horn for a while because the needs of the urban area are, you know, they're all the same in multiple ways, but I just found it interesting that resiliency in rural communities was not something that our partners up north kind of, but it should be part of what we're doing because that really encompasses our entire county. So, okay.
Yeah. We're very glad to see that in the governor's framework too. Yeah, thank you for that.
Mr. Lamont?
Well, I would just add that for Commissioner Savas's question, one of the things we're trying to do is to get reconnected back with staff and then up to the county board so that we really use our time efficiently. We only meet 10 times a year, and that we've got a really great diverse group, and it's going to hopefully get better as we come out of COVID and add more people to the roster. But if staff has something that they want to run up to us and brainstorm or prioritize or rank, then we can do that. If you guys come up with something, you can come to us. But really be cognizant of the amount of time. Now, we have the EC that meets, the executive committee that meets in between, but to really be efficient to help staff get stuff prepared for you or vice versa. Because we, you know, we can take on a lot of stuff, but there's just physically we can't. And then the other thing is to be disciplined as a commission that if we come up with some great ideas, well, it's really staff that has to implement it, and do we have the bandwidth? But I think the whole discussion we're having now about tightening up our own strategic goals through the county board's direction and GPI, we're going to be more focused and more, you know, rifle shot, as Jeff Goodman would say, yeah, instead of shotgun.
Right.
Mr. Lund?
Lost him.
I think I'm back.
Great.
I was really interested in Commissioner Schrader's comments because it seems like we do have different states and kind of rates of recovery on the urban-rural split. One of the things that I'm interested in is how we might be able to support main streets in our smaller communities. You know, we're on the main street in Oregon City, and what we notice anecdotally is that different types of people on the main street responded to the fires and to COVID differently. So if you're part of the kind of services and information economy, your business hasn't been impacted in the same way it was if you were a brick and mortar shop or you deal with, you know, actual inventory, cost of goods sold, that sort of thing. And so something that is interesting to me would be programs that are targeted to take care of smaller businesses that are established in these communities. And I haven't seen any targeted economic development programs or federal grant programs or any funds that are going specifically to these communities that are not quite so connected to the more rapidly adaptable internet economy. And that's where the divide seems to be emerging from what I've seen, is that if you make a lot of your money connected to the larger web infrastructure, you're doing generally okay. But if your revenue comes from humans walking through the door, making orders, or just shipping physical goods around, you've been impacted. So I'd love to see a split there and some focus on those types of companies.
Okay. Anything else?
Yeah, if I may.
Yeah. I wasn't sure if you still had your hand up or not there.
Yeah, where I was kind of, I just want to just make you aware of, and I don't know what Laura from the chamber or our business alliances, but, you know, in the discussion about recovery, and, you know, we have our business recovery centers, that's a great tool. But, and I think recovery is a large focus of what the commission is going to be working on. And my question is how we can best affect that. So in conversations with local businesses that I'm talking to, some that have shuttered their doors, some that are actually shuttering their doors in other counties to the north, for example, you know, the question is, where do I go and or where do I grow? Very two interesting concepts, because really I think a lot of people that are exiting Portland are saying, looking for affordability, they're looking for security, and they're looking for places to really set up shop, as I talk to some of these folks. And the absence, I guess, of opportunity is something that we need to be keenly aware of. And in that, I think that the other factor that plays into this is affordability. So just building slightly on what Peter had just talked about, these main streets, is finding main street opportunities that are affordable for businesses to kickstart their opportunities. And I think that's part of the exodus of Portland, is the affordability, or the lack of, is driving those folks to look elsewhere. And whether that's in Oregon or whether that's somewhere else, and I think we're really seeing some exodus, really, in some of the areas where affordability is one of the major challenges. So it is prompted or built on a concern that I had many moons ago and still do today as we grow. As we increasingly, as the population grows, we're increasingly running out of land, if you will, and we don't have business employment-type opportunities. We're not really growing that base of places to set up shop, places for new businesses. We're growing the homes, and we're growing the homes and the residents proportionally, so it's really taking our jobs, housing, and balance and throwing it farther out of skew, and that's a concern we've got, which, again, if you think about that, that exacerbates transportation challenges as well. So a lot to say. I have to leave at the top of the hour for another meeting, but I just wanted to just plant that seed. I'm not trying to influence the work plan, per se, but I just want to make you aware, as more informational, I'll make you aware that as businesses are considering where do I go in Clackamas County or where can I grow in Clackamas County, we're coming up a little bit short in answering some of those questions.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner Salvas. All right, we're nearing the end of our allotted time here, so if there's anything else, Cindy Moore.
I just wanted to leave you today with a feel-good story and a success story. Our team has been working with a company who is part of the Enterprise Zone program, and with that has the requirement to add a 10% increase to their employee base. A couple weeks ago, we got word that they were having some challenges in filling those 7 positions. So we sent a APB out to our workforce partners, and that included the Oregon Employment Department, the Clackamas Workforce Partnership, and our friends over at Children and Family Connections at the county, and also through the Transition Center, and received word back from the company and from the workforce participants that all the positions have been filled. And they are just thrilled. And I just wanted to say that this is a testament to the partnerships that we have been working on for many years. The positions, 4 of those 7 were filled by county workforce programs. And the bonus is that we've also received word from Clackamas Community College that one of the positions was approved for an OJT, which is on-the-job training. And those are funds that can be used for the company to help offset the wages of those new employees as they go through trainings. So just a feel-good story to close the day. Thank you, Commissioner Savas, for staying on for this. I want to make sure you heard that, too. And big shout-out to Children, Family, and Community Connections. Much appreciated all the help. Thanks, everyone. Right. Have a great rest of your day.
Great news, Cindy. Thanks.
You're welcome.
All right. If there's nothing further, then I think we're going to conclude the meeting for today. And so I'm going to call it adjourned and thank everyone for their participation. Have a good day.
Thank you.